Hey everyone, this is Chris here, back with another audio demo for another audio game. This one is not really a new game either, but it's kind of cool, and I guess I haven't covered it. See, I'm going through things, trying to figure out what I haven't covered and what I have that's actually worthwhile. That's part of the reason I'm not posting as often anymore, because I get a lack of motivation, and I've covered a lot of the good stuff, and we're not really coming out with new stuff that's that great. But this one, it came out in 2010, and basically you're like on this river and you have to dive down and explore it, and you, because apparently there's a bunch of treasure, and you have to see how much you can collect within a 5-minute time window. Now, there are ghosts that will try to attack you, and I think if they do, you'll lose air and coins and things like that. There's a monster that's apparently in the river that will try to eat you. You can collect bonus keys, which you can, if you go down to the bottom of the river, there's some bonus shops that you can get. You can get different types of bonuses. So it's basically a very quick arcade type of game. So let me go ahead and launch this.
Start window. River Raiders app.
River Raiders, here we go.
River Raiders.
River Raiders.
Main menu.
Alright, now the first thing I do, if you tap home, that brings the music up to max volume and turns it off. I turn the music off. We're in the menu. Of course, this behaves just like any other menu in most of these types of games. Up and down to move through.
Start game. View local scores. Clear local scores. Test speakers. Learn game sounds. Exit.
So a lot of these are pretty self-explanatory.
Learn test speakers. Left.
La la la.
Right. Main menu. Start game. View local scores.
You can look at your local top 10 scores.
Select a score and press escape when finished. Position 1. Scored 0 points. Position 2, scored 0 points.
Now, this is not saving my high scores. I'm not sure why. It might be due to changes in Windows. I don't know.
Main menu. Start view local scores.
But it's supposed to keep track of your top 10 scores. It might also be a bug in the program.
Clear local scores.
You can clear the scores.
Test speaker. Learn game sounds.
All right, let's go through the learn sounds menu, and then we'll actually play a round of this game.
Use the arrow keys to select a sound and press enter to play it. Coin.
So, interesting thing, if you hit the enter button multiple times on each of these items, it will play different sounds that are associated with each item. Like if I hit enter, and then if I hit it again. Yeah.
Pick up coin.
It's when you grab coins.
Bonus key.
I'll do it one more time. That was weird.
Pick up bonus key.
It's when you pick up a key.
Super bonus. Pick up super bonus.
That sounds like a school bell. Okay, there's just one sound for that one.
Bonus booth. Bonus booth is in the center. Insert key into booth. Hearth monster.
That's the monster. Anyway.
Monster swim. Monster attack.
Yeah, monster can be quite dangerous. Also, there's apparently something that triggers where the monster will chase you. I think it's towards the end of the game. So there is the possibility that I won't complete this game, because I've played this game quite a lot, and I've only actually managed to win it maybe once or twice.
Ghost.
These are ghosts.
Where is my father?
I don't know. I'll do it one more time.
La la la.
Ghost goes through you.
That's kind of creepy.
Main menu. Start game.
If you hit down arrow from the bottom of the menu, it takes you back to the main menu. So I guess I'm going to play this now. And the controls are pretty easy. Up and down arrow allow you to either rise up to the surface with the up arrow or dive under with the down arrow. Left and right, move left and right in the water, on the game field. Enter will use a bonus key in a bonus booth. And really, that's about all that you need to know to play this game. So let's go ahead and do this.
Your time starts now.
5 minutes left.
So you can hear the
You've
coin.
You've obtained an impressive score.
Coins up here. I'm going to dive under. As you can hear, I'm going down. Now, obviously, you'll have to come back up for air, and that's me grabbing keys, which I'll go to the bonus booth here in just a second and try to redeem them. There's a bunch of treasure down here. So that means that I'm at the bottom of the lake, or the river. There's a ghost somewhere. Over here.
Monster weakener. Super bonus.
Getting slightly worried.
Alright. So let's go back up. I'm not sure what the weakener does.
4 minutes left.
Also, yes, you will get periodic announcements about time and to come up for air. Oh, and you can press P to pause the game. So I guess the story behind this is your friend dares you to go into this river and grab as much treasure as you can. Which, okay, I guess it works. So hit P to unpause the game. Now this that bell thing off to the right should be my bonus item. Oh crap. The monster's over there. I guess I won't be getting it. Just holding the
3 minutes left.
Arrow keys to swim. The problem is I may have to come back up for air.
How are you doing down there?
You've taken my son. Give me back my son.
Actually, no, I haven't. I'm not sure what you're talking about, buddy. So I can get that bonus item over here. Oh. Oh, crap!
What's that noise? Oh, I can hear some munching in the background. Oh, baby, it's my body, isn't it?
Collected 77 coins. Congratulations! You've made it to your local top 10 high score. Your position is 1. Main menu.
So, yeah, that's what happens when you get killed by the monster. There's a little cutscene where you can hear, like, chewing. The thing I don't like is it doesn't turn off all the other sounds, so you could still hear the bonus item and some bubbles in the water. Which I'm not a fan of that, but all this game is abandonware, so, you know, it is what it is, I suppose. What I'm going to actually do...
Start game.
...is try this again, and we'll see if I can actually beat this. There are, to my knowledge, 2 bad endings. You either get eaten by the monster, or you stay underwater too long and you drown.
Your time starts now.
5 minutes left.
Alright. Let's go down here. So I'm going to center this thing in my headphones.
Monster Super Paralyzer.
Paralyze the... Oh, the monster's right there.
How are you doing down there?
So there's lots of different bonuses. I think you can paralyze the monster. You can get a gas mask, which allows you to breathe. There's lots of different things that you can get.
Left.
Oh crap. Oh crap.
How are you doing down there?
I almost got... I almost got caught by the monster. That would not have been good. Not at all. I'm not sure what that was about. So, I do like the sound. The sound design in here is quite good. So, like, if you're above the water, you can hear the girl clearly. But if you're underwater, she comes to you over... I guess it's either a walkie-talkie or some kind of radio, so that's kind of cool. Also, just the sounds in general are quite good. Let's go. Down here.
Can you bob up and see me? I'm getting slightly worried.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah, it sounds like a walkie-talkie, not a radio. Well, I mean, I guess. I guess a walkie-talkie is a type of radio. Me being stupid, sorry. Also, the pause feature is really helpful. Now, what you can do, too, is hold multiple arrows, so, like, I can move up and down and to the left or right at the same time. Which is kind of cool. We need to get away from that monster.
Super bonus! Adventure time.
So I've activated multiple items at once there. And the reason I went away was because the monster was off to my left. Actually, what's nice is the gas mask lets me stay under longer. That monster is right on my tail.
This second.
Now I reached the right side of the field.
Why don't you sit down here while it's spitting time?
Now what I might be able to do. There's my... Oh, crap. Monster's right behind me. So, I'm gonna dive under.
You collected 253 coins with a bonus of 10 points with a penalty of 5 points for a total of 258 points. Congratulations! You've made it to your local top 10 high score. Your position is 1. Main menu. Start game.
So that's basically how the game works. You do suffer a 5-point penalty if you're underwater when the time is up. But that's basically all you do. You're just grabbing coins, avoiding the ghosts and the monster.
View click exit.
And that's about it, really. And then, of course, if you want to, you can try to get the bonus items, which may or may not help you. But yeah, that's that game. It's different. It's a different type of time waster, so I think it's pretty cool. As always, if you have any questions, comments, things like that, obviously you know where to leave them, and I will get back to you. But that's going to do it for me, so you guys take care, and until next time, bye.